Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, June 30th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. World Vision readies itself to enter Sudan's sorrow. The gospel makes inroads in Muslim-dominated areas of the former Soviet Union. And Compassion brings ministry to Bangladesh. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Topping the news, World Vision International has approval to enter Western Sudan, coinciding with Secretary of State Colin Powell's visit. The Christian Relief Agency has been addressing the ethnic cleansing crisis from Chad. World Vision's Karen Homer speaking from a refugee camp.
We're planning to distribute over 2,000 metric tons of food to about 26,000 people in the northern region. These are people who are basically living under thorn bushes in the open. 80% of the people in camps here are women and children who are very vulnerable.
Homer says ministry is a hands-on experience in the camps.
We share the love of Christ by bringing a cup of cold water in the 115-degree heat here. And I think people know that we are a Christian organization, and that's one of the key ways is to be the hands and feet of Christ here in this very desperate place.
Next, the gospel is making inroads into the Commonwealth of Independent States. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says there are a few places where the gospel is welcomed, like Kazakhstan, but evangelistic work becomes more problematic in the Muslim-influenced territories of the CIS.
This has always been historically a relatively free area for Bible-preaching churches to go and minister. Well, then you turn around and contrast that to a place like Turkmenistan, which is probably the most repressive of all the former Soviet republics to evangelical churches. Most Christians there have to act underground.
Griffith urges prayer for ministry there, which he says is expanding in baby steps.
In some countries like Kazakhstan, where it's been relatively open, our ministry has been able to be of assistance to Bible-preaching churches there fairly openly. Other places like Uzbekistan and even some church planters that we sponsor in the Russian region of Chechnya, we have to be very, very security conscious.
You're listening to Mission Network News. It's an opportunity for the evangelical community to minister to impoverished children in South Asia. Churches in Bangladesh are asking Compassion International to expand their work to include the poverty-stricken children in their country. 75% of children below the age of 12 are malnourished, and most live in poverty. Compassion is partnering with local churches in the community to bring hope, and soon sponsors will be able to support these children. Meanwhile, Global Missions Fellowship has just launched an ambitious church planting campaign in key cities that have been largely unevangelized. GMF's Dave Bonnell, speaking from Romania, explains that people are very open to the gospel.
They do this just by house-to-house evangelism and working with church leaders here. And we've, in the four cities, seen several hundred professions of faith in Christ in each one so far, and some of them have already seen church starts.
The church planting campaign wraps up next month, but Bonnell says this is where the work begins.
Pray for the remaining church planting campaigns that will happen this summer. Around 120 Romanians and Americans will work together in each city to evangelize mission points where there are either very small churches or there are no churches currently.
And Evangecube Ministries is headed to Russia next month for a special pastors' conference. Russia Baptist Union calls the Evangecube the greatest witnessing tool they've ever seen. ECI wants to equip all 3,000 pastors at the meeting with Evangecube training and then send them back to equip their members. Many pastors have not yet recognized the need for church members to be equipped to multiply the church, but this trend is changing with the appearance of Evangecube in churches. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book shares true stories and adventures through missionary aviation that will inspire you in your faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.